Text numéro 27. Female jail population increase calls for reform. She is there for shoplifting. She's poor, too poor to afford bail. She's probably a single mum. She is one of the nearly 110,000 women in America's jails. It's a group that has largely been overlooked and ignored at a time when the nation is struggling with mass incarceration. Women in jail, local lockups where people await trial or serve short sentences, are America's fastest growing population behind bars. The number of women in jail has skyrocketed from 8,000 in 1970 and continued to grow, even during the years when the number of men declined. While women are only about 15% of the number of people in jail, their incarceration has an outsized impact on families and communities. Nearly 8 in 10 women in jail are mothers. The majority are single parents. Many of the women in jail don't need to be there. Many were arrested on low-level offences, including drug or public disorder offences. Many of them are serving time because they cannot make bail, not because they are a threat to public safety. We know that women are more likely than men to enter jail with health needs. Nearly one in three women in jail had suffered from a serious mental illness in the past year, according to a 2012 report released by the Bureau of Justice Assistance. They are also significantly more economically disadvantaged than men. The median net wealth of most women in this country is still significantly lower than the net wealth of their male counterparts. Women enter jail with distinct gender-specific challenges, including shocking rates of sexual abuse and trauma. 80% of women in jail report having experienced sexual violence in their lifetime. The jail experience often exacerbates the problems that led to incarceration in the first place. Fortunately, many local jurisdictions are exploring new ways to reduce their reliance on jails. And many of the solutions they develop to divert people who are brought in on low-level offences or have mental health needs have the potential to especially benefit women. We need to consider how women are impacted at every stage of the criminal justice system and then develop gender-responsive policies to effectively address their distinct needs. The way jails are used in America is inequitable, ineffective, and often harmful to citizens, communities, and families. But what we are seeing now is that over-incarceration and the misuse of jails has particularly dire consequences for women. As we begin to reckon with how to reverse course on mass incarceration, we should pay attention to the women behind bars whose trajectories and needs have been cast aside for too long. Adapted from USA Today, September 2016.